From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The State Department is expected to remove Libya from the list of countries that sponsor terrorism. This happens 18 years after Pan Am Flight 103 exploded over Lockerbie, Scotland. Libya was held responsible for that bombing and has yet to fully compensate the victims' families. Though the Bush administration says Libya is now out of the terrorism business, the victims' families disagree. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Kara Weeps, who lost her brother in the 1988 Lockerbie bombing, says this is an emotional time for families of the victims, with Libya poised to get off the terrorism list as early as today. She says families don't want to see Muammar Gaddafi's regime reaping the benefits of normal ties with the U.S. since Libya hasn't kept up its end of the bargain.
This is really a moral issue. It's about them fulfilling their commitments, and if we're going to have normalized relations with this country, they need to first fulfill their commitments to the families. How can we move forward if we can't finish up the work of the past?
At a conference in Washington last week, Libyan diplomat Ali Oujaili expressed frustration at what he sees as the slow pace of normalizing ties.
We thought the issue of Lockerbie is over. But even with that, we have a legal team in this country talking to the lawyers of the families and trying to see what they can do.
Libya carefully negotiated the way the compensation package was structured. Families received $4 million for each victim when the United Nations lifted sanctions on Libya. Another $4 million came after the U.S. lifted economic sanctions. The final $2 million was due to be paid out when Libya got off the State Department's terrorism list. But Oujaili made clear the deadline for U.S. action passed 2 years ago, and the compensation money is no longer in escrow. Lawyer Jim Kreindler says that doesn't make a difference.
The State Department has made it clear that the reason it took a while for Libya to come off the list was Libya's own conduct over the last few years.
For instance, Libya was accused of plotting to assassinate the Saudi crown prince. Kreindler, who has been in negotiations with Libyan lawyers, thinks Libya will pay up. Congress has taken some steps recently to keep pressure on Libya. The House Appropriations Committee said it would hold up money for a new U.S. embassy in Tripoli. A lawyer who has followed the case, Mark Zaid, called this a powerful weapon.
The likelihood of this being removed as a thorn in the Libyans' paw is very, very unlikely. So the Libyans now face this choice. Do they wish to have normalized relationships with the United States? Then what is required of them is to pay the remaining $2 million of their obligation to the Pan Am 103 families.
The Bush administration has been holding up Libya as an example to Iran since Libya gave up the pursuit of nuclear weapons and, as U.S. officials say, got out of the terrorism business. So Washington is under some pressure to improve ties with Libya to show there are benefits of good behavior. The U.S. did quietly reopen its embassy in Tripoli on May 31st, though it remains in a hotel for now. Getting off the terrorism list should open more opportunities for business with the oil-rich country. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
¶¶